X headlines we miss and share with the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Rework Now. Dan's the man, tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Happy Veterans Day to my fellow vets. We mourn those we've lost and thank those who still currently serve. Deb, what are you doing for San Antonio guy?
Well, I was telling Jason earlier, I was like, hey, you should text San Antonio guy and tell him thanks for your service because he hates it.
He hates it when people say thank you for your service.
Oh, my God. It makes him angry.
What if I say thank you for your softball service?
Oh, that's
fine. Appreciate those times you came and blasted some home runs.
Yeah.
The other team got mad at me for bringing in a ringer, and I had to explain. I was like, no, I know this guy. He's a real guy.
Yes.
What's his name? San Antonio guy. I know him. He's my friend. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you can tell him thanks for
so
that.
So no special plans for Veterans Day?
I'm reading here that you know, there's always... the thing he most looks forward to is the discounts on things like lunch, Lubies, or wherever we're going to go. We'll go...
Lubies?
I don't know. We'll go somewhere, and he'll pull out his card... And we'll get a discount. Oh, maybe Home Depot's right. Good as well today. I think they give you an extra discount.
Can he get some Jason's Deli with no complaints today?
Oh, if I have to.
Thank you for your service to those of you who don't hate hearing thank you for your service.
I agree.
Happy Veterans Day. Speaking of your service, Dan's the man. I know I told you I didn't need a special visit to empty my recycling because Deb O'Keefe, correct. I just put it out the wrong week. I put it out last week. They came. Empty the recycling?
Yay.
Sort of.
What, did some of it get stuck in there?
I jammed it so tight that they took off the top third layer.
Oh, no.
Like, I opened it up, and I was like, what the hell happened here?
Tight did you jam that?
There's several layers of things.
You're going to have to unjam it.
And, yeah, one of them was a big-ass form-fitting Amazon box that I had just shoved down. It's nice because it sort of like created a second layer. So I filled the box up while it was in the bin.
Oh, they don't like you doing that.
Why don't they like you doing that?
You got to break your boxes down.
Oh, no.
Dan, tell him. Dan's
time for that.
Jason, you break the boxes down and then you shut the lid and you put them in between the lid and the top of the bin.
Oh, how clever.
Yeah, and then they'll can take those out, chuck them in there, and then put the thing on.
Like my lid would ever shut, okay? That thing is heaping. That thing's open 90 degrees.
God, you're the worst.
But, you should just take your lid off of the trash can.
No lid
just
soldier.
That way,
I like
because
that.
You don't have to deal with the fact of trying to switch it down.
Yeah.
And also just because then you could just leave a trail of garbage and you drag it to the street.
But see, now I'm already, I was already a week behind because I thought I was going to be emptying my recycling two Fridays ago. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, I've created a third of the room of space in there, but that's not going to do.
For the next week?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be in real trouble here in a couple of days. Maybe.
You know, we've had those problems too. And if you are smart... And take all your cardboard boxes out, and just you can either, if there's a ton of them, you can lean them up in between the two trash cans. That'll save you a lot of room, and then you'll just have the small sort of more, you know.
I bet you the recycling guy doesn't like that.
No, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Trust me, I've gone online and done the research.
He's got to get out now and pick up the thing, and
they're out. You think they just.
He's got a machine that does that thing, right?
So have you never seen the trash truck down your street?
I have not. It's a great mystery to me. I thought it was some sort of fairy that, like, appears in the night.
Oh, God, you're so ignorant sometimes. It's hard for me to comprehend.
I'll stay up as late as I can just watching, just to get a glimpse of the recycling fairy. And then I fall asleep, and I wake up, and it's gone. But sometimes only a third gone.
So this fairy, when she leaves...
They don't have an automated truck arm thing?
They do, but they have to have someone to put it on it. You think the arm just comes out like an arm and grabs it?
Yeah.
No!
It's 2020.
It's not, well, it's not 3020.
How come we don't have...
God almighty. You're so
dumb, man. Another Young the Giant prize pack could be yours later on this morning. Coming up in just a moment. Deb has solved the age-old mystery. What is tendonitis? How? Why? Where?
No, not what is it. I know what it is. It's like, what caused it? And I'm going to change your life, people with tendonitis, who don't know where it came from.
Okay.
You golf elbows, you tennis elbows, you can identify yours. Mine is just, ow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Damn you,
Christmas.
Jason Dick. Damn you.
I'm holding in my hand tonight's top 10. Oh, no, that's not what this is. From Nick's news desk, way from last week, I saved this. Is this the list of the 20 best Christmas movies of all time? No. Probably not. USA Today has released their list of what they call the 20 best Christmas movies. I imagine we're going to have some beefs here.
Oh, you know it.
First of all, they don't include. They only include theatrical releases.
Oh, so not DVDs. So, I mean, or well, straight to DVD or Netflix.
Right, Netflix is out, but more notably, movies. You know, like The Grinch, the Chuck Jones Grinch.
Yeah,
is that the Chuck that's involved?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Chuck Lorre. He didn't do The Grinch.
What's the Chuck Jones Grinch?
It's the Grinch, the cartoon Grinch. His heart grew.
Chuck Jones is the animator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so of course, then your weird claymation ones won't be in there either.
Rudolph.
Bubbles
yeah,
Bounce.
That's out. So the number one Christmas movie, according to USA Today, Scrooged. Bill Murray's Scrooged.
Fun.
God bless us, everyone. That is a good movie. I don't hate
it. It's good. It's not number one good.
What's number one good?
Well,
It's a Wonderful Life probably is.
So It's a Wonderful Life
there, right?
Is number two. Haven't seen it. Elf, number three.
Oh, Elf,
overrated.
Great. Yeah. No, you missed the boat on that.
If the boat is understanding why James Caan went from being a huge a-hole to like a nice guy, then yes, I missed it.
It's a kid's film.
He just all of a sudden decides, you know what? I'm going to stop being a jerk.
It's a kid's film.
All right.
Love that film.
You ruined some spaghetti there as well, man.
I'll agree with you there.
Cool.
He did.
Love Actually, number four. Haven't seen it. Miracle on 34th Street. Haven't seen it. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, six.
That's fun.
That's a quality choice. Hell yeah. I almost just said the S word.
It's full.
Randy Quaid, yeah. It's full. That's all I can say.
Aww.
Here's where the real debate is. And I think we're on the same side here, Deb. But this is an unpopular opinion. Number seven. Is Die Hard not a Christmas movie?
I love Die Hard.
It's tremendous. All right. Welcome to the party, pal.
It's not a Christmas movie.
I mean, he travels across the country to see his family. That's Christmas
movie
stuff.
I know. I just feel, I just can't.
There's a present involved, I think, somewhere for somebody. He leaves that terrorist with on his sweatshirt, ho, ho, ho.
Now I have a machine gun.
Sings a Christmas carol.
Ho, 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 yeah. Ho, ho. Right. Listen, could you have done the movie at another point, another time, and it'd be just as good? Yes, thus not a Christmas movie. And people are going to say, well, they're having a party at Nakatomi Plaza. What's the party for?
Okay, George could have been retiring.
It's the Thanksgiving.
That one guy does snow?
It's the Thanksgiving potluck, okay? He kills the guy, and he writes on his sweatshirt, now I have a machine gun. Gobble, 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 gobble. You can do
it. I want so badly to move to the parallel universe where Die Hard is a Thanksgiving movie. Yes.
Well, it wouldn't be a Thanksgiving movie either, okay? It would just be set at that time. It is not. I'm sorry. I know this upsets the people get restless when you try to say Die Hard not a Christmas movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
I don't
all right?
think it is.
It's a Christmas movie in the same way that Indiana Jones is a comedy, okay? That's an action movie that's got little hints of fun jokes and fun things.
Hey, is Home Alone on this list? Because
dude, I was going to say, behind Die Hard being on the list, Home Alone, that is it's 19. 19 out of 20.
You see, I would say
Home
that.
Home Alone's got to be top five.
Well, that's not a Christmas movie. That's a criminal drama.
No, they are robbing homes when people are out of town for Christmas. Yes. They're stealing their presents.
They could have been robbing homes at any time of the year.
But then why would people
be out?
It's
July 4th. It's Labor Day. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Actually, Home Alone July 4th version.
Fireworks.
I was like, he uses a bunch of Christmassy things. And what's his name? Marv is trying to climb in the window. Well, he's all barefoot now.
Dad, can you come help me with the ornaments?
Yeah, he steps,
such
steps
a bad
on
actor,
the...
Kevin McAllister.
If he's just firing Roman candles at these guys, that's kind of...
But is that a great...
Fun.
Is he a great actor because he could play Kevin McAllister playing a bad Kevin McAllister?
I guess, but now we're like one
we'll
step
never
away
know.
From limbo.
We'll never know with him now.
That they should have done that, though. They should, instead of having the next one take place at another Christmas, right? Maybe?
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York is also Christmas time.
It should have been through all the different holidays, just his family keeps leaving it through the different holidays. That's great.
They're on St. Patrick's Day vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, the Arbor Day one's my favorite.
Chicago, they go die a river, right? Hell yeah. The mom is, she's drunk as
oh,
she
they
wakes.
Live in Chicago. They live in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes down to see the river and party with the dad, and she gets drunk. John Candy's there. He's like, hey, it's you again. That's the whole problem. It's not that she has to get across country. She just can't drive to go back home.
because she's too drunk.
Yes.
Got St. Patrick's Day drunk. And then, I feel like 19, a Home Alone, can be considerably underrated. A Christmas Story is number 10. A Christmas Story is cheesy, it's campy.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Okay. Should be in the. Look, I like Scrooge. It's better than Scrooge. It's a better Christmas movie than Scrooge.
Oh, I've never seen it all the way through.
You've never seen Christmas movie.
All those things you said about it.
Yeah.
Means I can't enjoy it.
Why?
Because I don't have nostalgia of growing up and not those things not affecting my enjoyment. You know what I mean? If you look at that thing as a grown up, it's like you can't accept it.
Yeah, it's got that kind of 80s film to it, but I think Scrooge holds up fairly well. And
I'm talking about this film. I'm not talking about Scrooge. I'm talking about a Christmas story.
Yeah. Ralphie.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Look, I think there's a whole lot of adult things that cross over there, all right?
Yeah, but it's too late for me.
But you can still relate, all right?
It's too cheesy, you know, and it's too... And I didn't...
Your mom, who...
Hi, Jason. This is Maggie, Debs' mom. Sorry, See you again another time.
Real stickler about language,
yeah,
all right?
She is.
You don't ever fantasize about her washing your mouth out with soap and then it making you go blind and then she has to feel bad for you for the rest of time?
What?
I still do that every day. I'm like, I'm going to show you, Mom.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She ain't never washed my mouth out with soap.
Oh, I had my mouth washed out with soap. Does that happen in the film or does it not happen in the film?
Yeah,
you're confusing me.
Yeah. It says fudge.
Oh, my God.
But he didn't say fudge. He said the... granddaddy of them all was.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon is on here.
It happens at Christmas. That's the Die Hard.
Wait,
Die Hard
people. What?
Yeah, because the beginning, Mel Gibson, he busts a drug deal at a Christmas tree lot. They at the end, spoiler
Boo.
Alert.
Boo.
1, 2, 3. At the end of the movie, the bad guy crashes a car through the Rogers house and smashes up all his Christmas trees, his ornaments and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Okay, I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question. Nightmare on Nightmare Before Christmas. Is that a Christmas movie?
Or
is it a Halloween movie?
16 on the list. That one counts.
You know, yeah. I had an argument when Ariana Grande, I had an argument with a 10-year-old, when Ariana Grande came out with Seven Rings, the little girl was like, oh, this is, I love this song. I was like, yeah, me too. Because we're bonding over our love of Ariana Grande. And she goes, yeah, this is sampled from a Christmas song. And I was like, no, it's not. She goes, yes, it is. I'm like, no, it's not. This isn't a Christmas song sample. This is that one song that something and something and something and something and these are a few of my favorite things.
Right.
I'm like, that's not from a Christmas movie. And she's like, yeah, it is. And then her dad got involved and they were like, yeah, it is. It's from Sound of Music. I'm like, Sound of Music, great movie, not a Christmas movie. Well, there was dad decorating the tree when they're singing that song. So in their mind now, that's a Christmas song.
Deb choke slammed that 10-year-old afterwards, too.
And then the dad.
You showed her.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Massey, tweet to Jason and Deb, says, Christmas is synonymous with family. John hates flying, but gives up holding out for his wife to come back, so he goes to her in an effort to reunite his family. Movie doesn't happen without Christmas. It's self-sacrifice and defiance of systemic avarice. Pure Dickens. Avarice, I don't know that one.
Avarice is like greed.
All right. You're looking desperate out there, Massey.
What? That was a smart tweet, and you're just dumb and didn't understand it.
Zachary Bronfell says, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation belongs at least at number 2. Home Alone should be top 5. And Now I Have a Machine Gun, Gobble, Gobble, Gobble is a great catchline. Yeah.
That was very well done.
Let's see. Dan's the Man says that you're right, Deb. They prefer you to break down the boxes.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting with people like you that shove everything in the can and then can't dump it right.
Yes.
But then there's like a million tweets from people that say, yeah, their trash and recycling guy has a fully automated truck. Ain't nobody got to get out to them.
No.
Yes.
No. Okay, so at my house, I don't have a Gigantor.
Move out of the hood, dog.
I don't have a Gigantor empty street where I can put my bins 5 feet apart. At my street, they back down. There are two dudes who jump out and grab the bins and bring them up to the truck. And then the truck grabs them and dumps them in. They can't run up to the trash grabber thing. Can't run up to my trash can and bring it over.
I think that's...
If you live in a fancy suburban neighborhood and you can have your carts out, you know, with 5 feet distance and they can just pull up. Yeah, no, that doesn't happen in my neighborhood.
Shouldn't have moved onto a dead-end street, man.
Also, at my last house, it was the same way. They would come down the back alley and I had to put the trash cans out, but they still had to get out and put them on the machine and let the machine flip it. And then they would just leave them, of course, wherever they fell. but I don't care about that. But I had to put them in a specific place in order for them to take them.
I don't know. My guy's got the power of invisibility. I ain't never seen him, so...
You just don't see anything that you don't want to. You just close your eyes. You walk around with these weird blinkers on.
Keep your head down, all right? AirPods in, head down.
Don't learn nothing about nothing.
You are always complaining, Jason, about how this company and people and me and Deb are always just kicking your legs out when you're trying to do your job, just making it more difficult for you to do stuff.
Okay.
That's in your
top. Put a lot of words in my mouth, but I accept for the premise of this joke.
So can you not help out your local trashmen because you're doing them a disservice?
That's what you're doing, is you're making
their job more difficult.
Empathize with them.
See, I actually, I think it was because I had missed a week like you, and so therefore... I need, you know, but it was like a bumper week at the house for boxes. San Antonio guy had like a mass shipment of 300 bats sent to the house or something.
300 bats.
Listen, there are times when I'm like, what is this box for? And we knew it was going to be not only the makeup week, but then also we had all of these boxes. And I was freaking out that they weren't going to come because it's not just like I don't like having a full trash can. I don't have anywhere to put them. I live in very limited space. I don't have a big house. I don't have big storage areas. I have a shed. It's tiny. It's way in the wet back from the front of the street for me to take extra bins or whatever. So I actually went online and looked up what I needed to do in order for the dudes to take the trash away. San Antonio guy was telling me in his neighborhood, if you have more than like one extra bag of trash, like outside of your trash can, not talking about recyclable, talking about the brown trash one, you get charged for it. Now, I'm not sure if they do that in town or in the suburbs of Austin, because I've never had that extra. I just walked to my neighbor's house and used one of theirs. Next door neighbors have got three trash cans for one house.
Okay.
So I just go over theirs and borrow theirs.
I did that for like 10 years. You ridiculed me as being an irresponsible neighbor.
Yeah, because I do it every, like once a year when I'm desperate. Not every week like an irresponsible neighbor.
Every 2 weeks or so. Me and Jeff didn't make that much trash.
Didn't you lose your actual trash can?
No, it was taken away from them.
They took
it away.
Yeah. But like, so you had no trash can, so you were just solely surviving
on others.
The hands of your neighbors.
We were a community, okay?
No one wanted you to do that.
We operated like a community.
They hated that you did that.
Had no idea.
Yes,
okay?
They did.
They didn't know.
Yes, they did.
Listen, man.
I would know if people did that to mine.
Was the human fund next door? Were they like, oh, Jason, thank you for fertilizing our lawn with your dog's droppings. You're such a hero. Community leader.
No, they did not do that. Okay, let's get down to business here. I've said forever, if you need a mystery solved, okay, you need somebody to get to the bottom of something, Deb O'Keefe, you should see her record at Clue. It's unbelievable.
Cluedo?
Clue.
Cluedo?
I don't know.
The board game with Professor Plum?
Yeah. It's called Clue. You guys call it Cluedo?
Cluedo.
Why?
I don't know. Why do you call it Clue?
Because you follow a series of clues to try and solve the mystery.
Cluedos? Ah, this is the Cluedo.
What?
Cluedo. Slang. Like, hey, I got the Cluedo. Never mind. Okay. Over your head, dum-dum.
Yeah, you got me. What mystery have you solved? What happened?
So if you recall a couple of weeks ago, I was bitching, made it the C of the week about my tendonitis in my left elbow. It's a real pain because if you've ever had tendonitis, it is a really, really nasty, nasty pain. But it's what makes it more frustrating is it seemingly comes from nowhere or nothing. It's basically tendonitis is repetitive strain injury. It's like the poor folks that work on computers a lot and use a mouse and maybe have like get carpal tunnel. I have a friend who always has a wrist guard on. She has carpal tunnel. I think that actually you can get that fixed with surgery.
Yeah.
But tendonitis... It's just like, oh, your tendons are inflamed. Oh, what do you do about it? Nothing. I get Mr. Ron the Butt Man. Doesn't do just butts.
He's also elbows?
Also everything. But because it hurts so badly, I found myself like changing how I grip things because gripping just, I don't have the grip strength. It's like limited my grip strength because of the tendons that come from my hand through my elbow here. So now it hurts not just in my hand and my elbow, but in my bicep, in my tricep. In my shoulder and where it attaches to my pec, all on the left-hand side. It's just all like, eh. So I've just, you know, I said, well, I can't stop working out. If you stop doing everything, apparently that is what will stop it being inflamed and angry, but I can't stop. So I use a strap. I'll strap the weights onto my arm and just kind of use like brute strength and, and work around it. But just a couple of days ago, sitting outside with the dogs, maybe having a coffee or something, and I realized something. Let me show you that I'm right-handed, but frequently when I am doing something with my right hand, holding a dog, petting a cat, drinking some coffee, whatever it might be, I've got my left hand and I've flipped it over because I'm holding my phone in my left hand. And I realized at one moment that is exactly this turn right here when I flip it toward my face, that is exactly where I feel the pain. And I thought, pain there, grip here, multiple uses a day, multiple hours a day.
Phone tendinitis.
It's phone tendinitis.
Yeah.
You're welcome, world. I've solved your tendinitis problems if you've had a mystery one that came from nowhere.
Just TikTok elbow.
Stop using your phone as the answer?
Stop using my left hand or put it on my lap and just look at it rather than hold it in my hand. Or I've tried to, you know, it's just going to be good. It's going to be like when I went away this summer. I just off my phone. I'm just not going to use it as much.
Oh,
it's a great way
to
tune out.
I bet you get Google Glasses for cheap. Remember those? When they came out and that was going to revolutionize everything? Yeah.
That'd be great.
What happened to that?
They went the way of the dodo.
We're eventually going to have something like that, though, right?
Where it's just
gonna
just be an implant in our eyes where we'll go like this.
Stick it in your brain.
We'll blink and we'll swipe and,
And you can do the Minority Report hand symbols to do all your stuff.
I'll take that over having to use my hand. But I really think that's it. So since I've kind of figured it out, I just have made a huge effort not to pick my phone up with my left hand at all. I don't know why I don't have it in my right hand. Maybe it's just because my right hand has been using my phone for all these years. But now when I switch, I don't know what it is, but I'm 99.9% sure it's my phone holding that has given me tendinitis.
Could you condition your arm to be capable of the task?
You would think so, because righty is generally fine, although I do get a twinge of it in my elbow every now and then. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a good sign for me to not use my phone as much. And just, this arm is dead to me. The left arm is dead to me unless very necessary. When I'm driving and I'm supposed to be at 10 and 2, but right now I'm just resting it on the armrest or on my lap. And then when I'm at work, I generally sit on my hand so I don't use it. And I'm just letting it completely relax.
You should start wearing a sling.
Oh.
Like you should just get like I'm not using my left arm.
I can't use it at all. Yeah. Yes. Or just tape
sling
it to my body. You know, everyone's making these beautiful masks nowadays. I'm sure I could get my Lady Diana, who made us our masks.
Make a custom arm sling.
A beautiful sling with like mermaid scales on it or something. Mm-hmm. And just don't use it. And there'd be also a handy pouch to put things in.
Yeah.
Alfie.
Yeah.
A phone. Etc.
Could you, with your phone that you're not using... could you class action lawsuit the Apple people? Because they've...
Well, if I did, I'd start over here in my left pinky where I have a divot from holding my phone.
Uh-huh.
Guys,
I got one of those.
Have you got one of those too?
No, I ain't got no divots.
Your hands are bigger than mine though, so because my hand isn't big enough to fit all the way around my phone, it has to rest on my little finger.
But he's also got one of those little teeny tiny.
Well, I was just going to say, get a smaller phone.
I am. Going to get the 12 mini. I'm so excited.
I see it on TV.
Are smaller.
Is it smaller than my current phone?
I like
the size of my current phone, okay?
My phone isn't that much bigger than yours. I've got a 10. What do you got?
I don't know, like a...
It's about the same size,
like
actually.
A razor?
I have a case on here. It's the same size as yours.
Phone.
Yeah.
Nick's got a giant one.
Right,
I couldn't handle that. I love the look of the big ones, like when the first big, was it the 10 Plus or whatever came out? My friend Cash got the big one when I got this one. And I was like, I would never want that, but I'm not going to lie. I had a bit of jealousy.
I had to condition myself to use it just with one hand. I used to have to two-hand it. Yeah.
Now you've got it down with the one. Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous because every once in a while when I'm watching porn on Bumbleina's bigger phone.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know, we share everything.
Does she know this happens?
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, I'll wait till she falls asleep to be polite.
I'm so grossed out by you right now.
Never mind. I'm done.
Don't ask
questions.
Any more questions.
It's also weird. You have to position it in front of her face to unlock it, but it's fine. It's a normal thing.
I wouldn't even joke about that type of thing.
If she wouldn't have fallen asleep before, anyway.
It's better some of the alternatives.
Here's the problem is when you got one of those big ass phones and you're holding it in front of your face, like if you nod
and
off
you
and
drop
you drop it.
Yeah. That can really leave a mark, all right?
Can leave a mark.
My phone is lightweight and just rebounds nicely off of my face.
What about one of those little button things that you put on the back of your phone and it pops out and you hold it with like just two fingers?
Well, I think it'd be the same thing because I think it's the rotation and the hold. I don't even want that. Left arm doesn't exist to me anymore.
You know what you need? Like, we have these movable arm things for
microphones.
Deb is
karate chopping her left elbow as we speak.
It's like when I used to punch my quad because my hip hurt.
Yeah. Just activating her elbow, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not weird. Well, you need some sort of, like, arm thing that comes
around my waist and in front of me, and it holds it for me.
For you.
Yeah, let's get on that. Yeah, I like that. I think I saw that in The Wrong Trousers, Wallace and Gromit. I think they had something like that. That
sure.
kind of technology.
Your boy, Bill Burr, in The Mandalorian, he's got that gun that just comes out of his back. You get a phone thing.
Yes, that just holds it right there.
Right in front of your
face.
That'd
be perfect, actually, if it was just, like, kind of shoulder height. Love it. All right.
Also looks super cool. Why has nobody invented these things
yet? You're welcome, rest of the world.
You're welcome.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
It's Jason, Debbie, Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
El Flamingo SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, hand issues due to phone use are real. My right pinky is a little jacked because I use it to support the phone in my right hand. Yes. Hashtag damn heavy ass phones.
Yeah, I got a divot.
That's your thing, right?
You can feel it. It's like, it's crazy, the little mark that it's made, a permanent mark in my phone, in my finger from the phone.
And look who it is. Tim at UT tweets at Jason and Deb, says, the Mini is smaller than the iPhone 6, 7, and 8, but has a larger screen since they trimmed down the bezels. I'll go back to hiding now with Jay in San Antonio for a few years.
Tim!
You all right, Tim? Where have you been? Tim was punk rock physicist before punk rock physicist was punk rock physicist.
What? I liked Tim.
I still like Tim.
Keep saying things like that.
It's because he's never a dick to you.
I'm sure he's okay. Lots of them are dicks to me that I still like.
Okay.
Sports brought to you by Lorenz and Lorenz, injured in an accident. Kobe, still dead. But his childhood home in Pennsylvania just sold. Kobe grew up as a teenager in a 5-bed, 3.5-bath Philadelphia area home. Yeah, Kobe's dad was a professional basketball player as well.
Oh, was he?
Jelly Bean Bryant, I believe. And so
a friend who's got a cat called Jelly Bean. I wonder if she named it after him.
They had a little bit of money. The home that he lived in when he took Lower Merion High School to the state title in 1996.
I remember it well.
Exactly. Was just sold. Let's see. The Bryant family owned the home until 2008. When they finally sold it, it hit the market again this past year and was listed at $899,000. Sold for $810,000.
Wow.
81.
Oh.
Coincidence?
What's that?
81 is the number of women that Kobe cheated on his wife with before he finally got busted in Colorado. But
no, not believing you on that.
His most prolific scoring performance was 81 points versus the Toronto Raptors. On your ass, Jalen Rose. And so, 81 points, 810,000. Coincidence?
Yes.
Probably. I don't know what real estate is like in the Philadelphia area, but a 5-bed, 3.5-bath, 810,000 probably seems about right. But get this, the home still has the driveway hoop that Kobe used to practice on.
Oh, my God.
So you think that's not a big deal. That's got to be worth a whole F-ton of money, right?
Yeah.
People will spend five figures on socks that Kobe wore in a game.
Is a fan buying this house, do you think?
No word on who bought it, but I wonder if the seller knew the hoop has got to be worth some serious cash, right?
I assume the house is only worth like $200,000. The rest of it is the hoop.
It was marked up for driveway hoop purposes.
Yeah,
I mean, it's got to be a nice house to begin with. I don't know about house prices in suburban Philadelphia or wherever they live, but a 5-bedroom house?
Oh, they got 5-bedroom houses that are not nice.
Yeah, but I'm...
Surely.
Oh, God, yeah, it's Philadelphia.
What's your problem with Philadelphia?
Have you been there, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
I remember when we took the train to
Atlantic City. They got weird alcohol rules, but other than that, I thought Philadelphia was quite
just the whole thing. It looked like the movie The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg, where everything
that
was like,
rough.
The entire neighborhood, the houses had meth damage. I don't know how that happens. And that's what Philadelphia has. You got meth houses.
Isn't that Boston in The Fighter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I think you just think of Philadelphia as Boston and Jay. Are they the same?
Nick's brain.
Oh, all right.
I don't think in reality.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
101X, Jason and Deb with another Young the Giant prize pack, including tickets to their virtual concert experience happening November 21st, about a half an hour away from your chance to win that. Amazon Echo Dot could be yours later on this morning.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Jason, aren't you cold, guy? Don't be that guy.
Why?
Why does it matter?
People okay? care about you?
No. Well, what is it?
Oh, you've been called out on flops?
What is the big deal?
That's what it is, right?
I'll tell you what, Rosa. You're really working your way toward that Mount Rushmore, okay? keep barreling towards it with your
she just calls it as
birthday
it is.
Celebrations, and calling it as it is fine. But yeah, this one's been in the queue for a while, as today is November the 11th, and it's going to be 84 degrees. That's fine, right? You remember it was cold for like a day and a half a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, it was very cold.
Yeah. And I was still wearing shorts and flip-flops to the office. And Rosa just be like, aren't you cold, Jason? Mm-hmm. And I say, I'm outside for like 30 seconds, okay? I don't need a medal for my bravery, but it's pretty easy for me to get from the car into the office and into the studio that Deb keeps like an English sauna in my shorts and flip-flops. No problem. Hmm. What's the big deal?
Is it partly my fault that you wear shorts and flip-flops? You find that that's appropriate for work?
No. I mean, yes, I do find it appropriate for work. It's fine. I wear it for comfort's sake, all right? Yeah. I need to be comfortable.
I know you were literally wearing your comfy shorts today.
Yeah, I will sacrifice the 30 seconds of discomfort getting from the parking lot to the building for a whole day of my toes out
slovenly comfort.
Okay, and why is it gotta be slovenly?
Because it's a slovenly look.
What are you talking about?
It's a slovenly look.
This is a hip look. What part is... Excuse me?
The comfy pants. They're not very hip.
They are hip. How dare you?
They're so wrinkly.
That's not the way that... Where wrinkle?
Where wrinkle? About? Everywhere wrinkle.
Point to wrinkle.
Don't pull your crotch out like that toward me. That's very rude. That's yourself, sir.
Wrinkly none.
You do look, now that you have lost weight and mm-hmm. you're all in fitness and stuff... When you come in here and you're in your little comfy shorts or your interesting whatever, your polo mono pants, mm-hmm. you look like a guy who's like yoga guy.
Yoga guy?
Yeah. No, these ones, not his other ones. These ones, you look like, hey, I'm a yoga guy.
Well, would you call a yoga guy slovenly? I don't think
they're going to yoga class. You're going to your work, your profession. Always, you've got a button that says, are you professional? Because you like to complain about people's behavior at work when your outfit says you're not professional.
I feel like my performance says I'm professional, okay? When people would perform unprofessionally, that's fine, okay?
Well, guess what? People never get judged for how they look in this world.
Well, are you endorsing that sort of thing? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just saying.
Look, I'm just saying, what is it? Why are you concerned with my level of coldness? Why, what is it? It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the seatbelt law, okay?
Oh, God.
But if I'm going to ride around without my seatbelt on, what does it matter to you, okay? I'm only endangering myself, okay? I'm only endangering my toes of being cold by wearing flip-flops in November. Why is it got to concern you?
I think governments and people in charge of things across the entire world realized it was better for this for society if people wore their seatbelts.
Keep your laws off my body!
There would be less, your body, your choice?
That's right.
Yeah, there'd be less damage to you, to the vehicles, to other people, more deaths, less deaths, less tragic occurrences, less times people had to come out.
Seatbelt analogy.
And the ambulances and fire engines to help you.
How traumatizing it is to scrape somebody up off the road? Very much.
Yeah, causes big traffic backup. You don't fly out of your car, you just hit your head on the bag, and you're like, oh, okay.
Is that why you wear a seatbelt? Is it a courtesy to the guy who doesn't have to...
Yeah, have you ever seen the firefighters having to sprinkle that cat litter in the middle of a street? That's not fun.
That used to be a person?
Well, not the cat litter, Jason. They're covering up the blood and the smushed brains that used to be a person.
I wear a seatbelt because I don't want to die. That's enough for
me. Right, it's a decision you make for yourself, okay? Not for other people.
You know what?
Just like having my toes out. Now when I walk out and Rosa reprimands me for wearing shorts and flip-flops and she says it's cold, now I feel like I have to, as soon as I open the door, give her a courtesy. Oh, yeah. It's so cold out here.
Rosa, don't worry. Give it like three to 7 weeks when it actually really is cold. This guy will be bitching. like you've never heard bitching before.
You've heard that kind of bitching before.
Right. We every hear time it every week. Cold. Yeah, we hear it every year. Sorry that it gets cold. Yeah, but it will catch up with him.
You know what I want you to do?
Look, when it catches up, I'm a grown up and I know the right time to start wearing pants and shoes, okay?
Is that the rules of being a grown up?
Yeah. I wear pants when I want, and I don't wear pants when I don't want. Okay?
God, you sound more like Donald Trump every day.
Why does that sound like Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get out of the White House. I'll get out of the White House when I want to.
That doesn't sound like anything that I said. Okay? He's been voted,
I heard it sounds identical.
Been voted out of the White House. There's lots of reasons for him to leave, okay?
You know what you should do? When you come back in this afternoon for your sports show, bring it, just wear a Speedo. And go shirtless, just go fully, just embrace.
She'll never
get
over that. Hey, why would you subject Rosa to that? That's not fair.
I mean, I just think it'd be funny.
That would be uncomfortable. Okay.
He doesn't actually own a Speedo, so he'd have to borrow yours. Are you cool with that?
Sure.
Do you still own the Speedo world? I haven't seen Nick Speedo did it in a while.
It probably doesn't fit me anymore. Unfortunately, there's two of them. Yeah,
there's two of them.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Just a backup?
I have my standard black Speedo, and then when we used to do the tailgates, I used to work those. The Southern Comfort rep gave me a Southern Comfort branded Speedo.
You wore them at the tailgate?
No. That's where you got it.
But I was at the tailgate.
I mean, if she had asked, I would have probably.
You would have been fine. You would have gone down with it.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.